A week after the first shootings came the clue that would seem a signature of the investigation. Eyewitnesses had seen a white truck leaving the scene of one attack, and the public was told to be on the lookout. Montgomery County Police spokeswoman Nancy Demme assured reporters authorities were doing all they could.
Right now, we have just about every white bread truck type lift box truck being stopped that even comes close to fitting the description. As of yet, though, none of them have turned out to be the truck that we're looking for.
While we like to have eyewitness identification, it is not very reliable.
Criminal justice professor Todd Burke of Radford University says the power of suggestion can be a terrible thing for investigators.
People start to get together, and one person said white van, and the other one says, well, you know, now that I think about it, maybe it was white.
Burke says even he started counting white trucks. Looking back, it's clear this virtually doomed another massive undertaking in the search, the dragnet.
Interstates closed, the beltways closed, as you saw a moment ago at the American Legion
Bridge. By week two, every attack was followed by a traffic snarling shutdown of major highways and a search of dozens of cars. Drivers of white trucks weren't the only ones questioned, but the image was out there, along with another mistaken assumption.
Well, obviously the profiles were off, weren't they?
Criminologist Tom Peedy of Auburn University notes that numerous professional profilers peg the sniper as a white male between 25 and 35 years old. Even he was surprised that both suspects are black, a 41-year-old and a teenager. And yet, Peedy does not believe this will change speculation in future manhunts.
I doubt it. I think you're probably still going to say the same thing. I mean, I think that's pretty much going to be the party line, right? That it's a white male, most likely, in that age range. I think people are still going to fall into that pattern. And again, when you got a serial killer, the odds are pretty good that you're dealing with a white male offender.
With everyone looking for the wrong car and the wrong color person, Peedy says the suspects may have slipped right by police. In fact, back on the night of October 8th, a Baltimore police officer did think it odd that a man was sleeping in his blue Chevy Caprice in a parking lot. He chatted with the driver, John Allen Muhammad, but a search on the license plate and driver's license turned up nothing, so the two parted ways. By far, experts say one tool above all was most helpful in this investigation.
People who did witness something last night will continue to call the TIPS hotline, and I think you have that number, but just in case you don't, that number is 1-888.
Repeated at news conferences every few hours, the TIPS hotline generated tens of thousands of calls, including two crucial leads, one from a former neighbor of Muhammad's in Tacoma, Washington, and the other, apparently, from suspect John Lee Malveaux. He reportedly called in to tell operators they should check out a shooting death in Montgomery, Alabama, a check that led investigators to Malveaux's fingerprints and a series of critical connections. Even as these leads were unfolding, the final linchpin of the investigation came just before 11 o'clock Wednesday night on Fox News and CNN.
I see now on the screen that we have a license plate on that New Jersey license plate, NDA. Is that 21Z? It looks like that.
Hours later, an alert truck driver saw that plate and called 911. When police had announced an arrest warrant for Muhammad and Malveaux Wednesday night, they did not make public the man's car type or license plate number and specifically asked media not to either. Since the arrests, TV viewers may have detected a touch of gloating as some media noted they'd broken the information that led to the arrest. But criminologist Tom Peedy says authorities had good reason to hold back.
It turned out that that piece of information was on the mark and, you know, relevant to the case, but by breaking that, they could have done some pretty significant damage to the investigation.
If he'd heard his license plate number being broadcast, Peedy says, Muhammad may well have ditched the car and continued his spree from another vehicle. In the end, experts say this case was cracked by what authorities always rely on: tips from the public, mistakes by the killers, and dumb luck. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.